Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, hosted by MC8 and Big Steel. Every Thursday, podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso, I invite an artist, writer, or politician to come to the table and speak from the heart in ways you probably haven't heard from them before. Some of my favorites are with Tom Hanks, Questlove, and Cate Blanchett. In recent weeks, I talked to actor Dan Levy, director Ava DuVernay, and the editor of The New Yorker, David Remnick. You can listen to Talk Easy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Studios in Nashville, Tennessee. This is Talk to Chuck. Now here's your host, Chuck Wicks.
Yeah, fade it down, Sammy.
Fading it. All the way. What's
okay.
up, Abs?
What is up? I never get to see you except for when we're here, and then you leave on a bus.
Yes, I am leaving again tomorrow, actually. This one is going to be a long trip, so I'm gone until basically mid-August, from tomorrow till mid-August. So yeah, I am headed to, let's see, this weekend, I'm going to Denver. Kenny has a show on Saturday at the Mile High Stadium. I'm actually very excited about that. I've never been there.
I'm so jealous. I'm a Broncos fan.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wait.
You knew that.
No, oh, well, yes, I did know that because when Eric Decker was here, you were like foaming at the mouth. Remember you had the jersey?
Well, yeah, so you thought I was foaming at him, but like it was both.
Yeah, no, that was extra foam. I got it. Okay, yeah, that is all coming together.
That's awesome. Take all the pictures, please.
I will. I've heard really good things. I am kind of nervous that, I don't know, the altitude's going to like, because my job is very physical. Oh. We do a lot of physical labor, so I'm probably going to be sucking wind and trying to survive.
That's going to be interesting,
I don't think my cardio is going to be good enough. And I also pray for Kenny and any of the artists, Dan and Shay, Old Dominion, Carly Pierce, like hopefully they're working on their altitude performances.
I know. I have heard that some artists like, but how do you prepare for that?
When I was a gymnast, we used to have to do like extra cardio training. I won't get into the granular details because it won't make sense unless you do gymnastics. However, we had to do like extra training when we went and competed in the mountains, if you will.
Didn't Luke Combs just play there at that stadium?
Yeah, not too long ago.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks, maybe. I don't know. Time is really obsolete to me these days. Yeah. I feel like I'm in a time machine when I get on a silver tube called a tour bus, and then I get off and I'm like, oh, it's been a month. Awesome.
Can you tell me how you pack for this? That would stress me out, like having one suitcase to pack for 3 weeks.
Packing cubes. I have packing cubes. I live and eat and sleep and breathe by packing cubes. I do have to say, this past weekend, I went to LA. It was a quick weekend warrior trip for me. So I flew out Thursday, flew home Sunday. Didn't have to do any of the bus activity. Literally just flew in for the show, stayed in a hotel. And I packed like a damn idiot. I was like, how can I be good at packing for 3 weeks now? And now I can't hit. I brought absolutely no long pants. I had jean shorts. Well, guess what? It gets kind of chilly there. I brought one outfit that was like acceptable for society. To my defense, we also had like a weird schedule compared to other weeks. So I did not prepare for the amount of like extracurricular activities we were doing outside of Blue Chair Bay in the tour. So I only had, you know, my Blue Chair Bay tanks, and I wasn't really trying to wear those to like nice dinners. But you know what? I made it through.
You did.
But I was like laughing at myself. I'm like, of course, the one time I'm only gone for 4 days, I completely missed the mark and I packed nothing appropriate. But, you know, live and learn.
You made it.
I live by packing cubes. And like I said, or like I mentioned, you know, we do wear a lot of Blue Chair Bay paraphernalia.
Yeah.
You know,
so you just take a lot.
So I just make sure that I have about 40 of those. And then however many days I have, I pack double the amount of underwear. It's just a toxic trait of mine.
Smart.
I don't know. You never know. Things can get wild out there. Who knows?
You never have too much
clean
underwear.
Socks and clean underwear. Everything else you can make up.
Yeah.
You cannot fake those two.
That's true.
In the summer heat. Mm-mm. My feet be smelling like onions. Absolutely not. I switch out my socks.
And I see you got your lashes done. Did you?
No, I didn't.
Yeah,
well,
it looks like it.
Well, I'm getting them done tomorrow morning. Thank you so much. Yeah, now I'm on top of it very diligently because I looked like, whew, that was rough. No. I don't even want to talk. It makes me cringe to think about the fact that I walked around looking like that. But
I didn't notice it.
You only live once. Hey, boys.
I didn't notice.
You didn't see me when I was at my worst.
I think
of the
I did.
Eyelash.
You were like, I'm missing several. They fell out. I'm bald.
I did. Like, yeah, there was that. But yeah, so I'm heading out to Denver for this weekend. And then I'm doing 2 weeks on the Rum bus. So in between each of the shows, we will stop at, you know, restaurants, bars, liquor stores, do the whole thing during the weeks in between. After Denver, I believe I go to Minneapolis, I think.
Okay.
Minneapolis, Minnesota. That's, I think, August 6th is the following weekend. Then I'm back on the bus without coming back to Nashville, back on the bus again, doing Rum stop tours the week leading up to MetLife Stadium. And that is like August 13th, I think, that following Saturday. And then that following Sunday, I get to come home.
Oh,
so,
man.
But I do think I'm going to stay an extra couple days because one of my very best friends lives near MetLife Stadium.
Ooh.
So I think I'm just going to stay there like Sunday, Monday, fly home. And then after the MetLife Stadium stop, I don't have to do any more of the bus tour portion. I'm only doing the Kenny shows.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. And there's only two more. Detroit and then Foxborough. And then I'm donezo.
I can't believe it. That went so fast.
It did. Yes. And it did, but it didn't.
Yeah,
it is weird I'm in a weird spot now where I've talked about it openly, and the fact that this was just a summer job for me, I call it my summer internship. It's not an internship. It's a real job. Just to kind of buy myself time, figure out what I really wanted my next move to be. But I'm in a weird spot right now because technically I'm not really available to work until like Monday, September 12th will be the first day I'm back in Nashville. I live in Nashville full time. I'm going on like a family vacation after the tour and just, you know, wrapping up my responsibilities with Blue Chair Bay and Kenny. So it's not until September that I'm available. So when you apply for a job in July, they're like, what?
I know.
You can't start till September. So I'm trying not to stress about it because it is what it is. I can only control whatever's in front of me. So I've just really been trying to like be mindful of that and try and put my best foot forward, make sure that my resume is updated just in case anything comes out of the woodwork in these last couple of weeks on tour. And just praying, honestly. That's all I got.
That's all you can do.
Yeah. I mean,
not really.
Listen, I didn't know that this job was going to fall out of the sky. So who knows what can fall out of the sky next. My dad always tells me, put yourself in a position to get lucky. Then I'll ask you, what's luck? Luck is when preparation meets opportunity. So right now I'm just going to prepare. I'm going to hope for an opportunity and then hopefully I'll get lucky.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. I mean,
he
does think he's Confucius. So I have plenty of those from my childhood growing up in my little brain compartment. So.
Very wise. Very wise.
Very wise. Yes. Well, you know, my brother and I were athletes and I feel like he applied those to sports in general, which ultimately, I mean, thank God I did sports, and something as hard as gymnastics prepared me for something as hard as losing your job.
Yes.
As an adult and having
life.
To pick yourself back up. Yeah.
Just living life,
yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. Little did I know I was learning all those little nuggets of fun facts that would help me when I was 30, almost 2 years old.
I know.
I would like to cordially invite you on air to my birthday.
Ah!
I am doing a little happy hour.
Okay.
At a not necessarily rooftop bar here, but I will send you an actual invite. But I'm putting it out there because everybody jumps all over my shit when they're like, Abby wasn't invited. I'm like, Abby is a grown ass woman. She can come if she wants. She's invited to everything.
Sometimes I need an extra push, though. That's the problem.
And that's fine.
So
but what I'm saying is it's out here in the open for everybody who listens to Talk to Chuck to hear that I have invited you. And if you don't show up, that's on you, honey.
I need to know the date.
I will send you the invite once I make it. I haven't made it yet.
Okay.
I haven't gotten that far.
Okay.
But it's not till next month.
Okay.
We got time.
Yeah.
We got plenty of time.
And my birthday is the 5th, September 5th. So they're really close.
Ooh. But I always forget that because I feel like September is so far away from August. Because, okay, growing up, hear me out.
Yeah.
Growing up, August was still summertime, was still school break. September yeah. is just like, oh, we are in it. Yes. Do a lot of people start school in August? Absolutely. But it was still like a little hope of summer.
Right.
September is like, yeah, you in school.
Oh, that's sad.
You know what I mean? Like
September.
Yeah. But now as an adult, I freaking love September. So
I know.
September, October. I'm a big fall gal.
Me too.
Are you a big pumpkin? Are yes. you a basic white bitch?
No, I'm not basic, but I love it.
You like the pumpkin spice lattes?
Oh, well, yeah. Okay. That was just a recent thing. Like I'm, you know, and it's because I like them.
Not because you want to be Instagram famous.
Right, yeah. Not okay. that I'm like, I got my PSL.
I will definitely dabble, but it's not something that I like mark on my calendar to have like, oh my God, it's coming out. You know, people count down the days for Sparbucks.
For
okay.
Sparbucks.
That's a word. Sparbucks.
Yeah, they do. I'm not, I just like it.
Yeah, I'm not.
It's like I get tired of the same thing.
This is, again, a very Sammy thought because I have a brain that moves 600 miles an hour. But speaking of people who are obsessed with things, like I have friends that are obsessed with the pumpkin spice lattes and Starbucks and all those things. Mm-hmm. This past weekend when I went to LA, I got the opportunity to go to Universal Studios, Hollywood. Had never been. I'm not a big theme park gal. I do love roller coasters. Don't get me wrong. But like we've talked about this before. Not really big into Disney. Not really big into Universal. But it's not that I dislike them. It just doesn't really get me going. But they have a Harry Potter section, a Harry Potter world there. And two of the people that I was with were like full blown losing their mind, loved Harry Potter, wanted to get a wand. And I'm talking like adults, people just like who grew up with the books, who grew up with the movies. And I'm thinking to myself, I am jealous. There is nothing. I've never been that person.
Care.
Like, I don't give a shit about Marvel. I don't give a shit about Harry Potter, Game of Thrones, any of those things that people get like, where it arguably yeah. becomes part of their personality. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like people love it. Disney people, Disney adults. Chuck is a Disney adult. Yes. You know what I mean? Like good for them. That's great. They have that thing. I don't have that.
You don't want anything?
I don't. I don't.
Alcohol.
Like just not even that. Like not, I don't, not even, I was trying to rack my brain and it's just like, man, I don't
really either. I don't think.
I mean, yeah, I don't have like that thing. They're like, oh, I read every book as a kid. I'll take a wand. Like, what yeah. the fuck am I going to do with a wand?
Butterbeer. Did you have butterbeer?
I did have a butterbeer.
Was it good?
It was pretty good. It's basically like diabetes in a cup.
That's what I
thought.
It's
literally just like a root beer float, kind of.
Okay.
There's no actual beer in it. Very misleading.
Yeah.
For those of us who are adults and don't follow Harry Potter.
You were very excited.
We'll throw that out there. But the rides were great. And, you know, I will say, in the same thing, like the first time apparently I went to Disney when I was 2. My dad gives me a hard time all the time because I don't remember it. But I went there with him, whatever. In my mind, the first time I ever went to Disney, I was 25. And so,
oh, wow.
Yeah. So, and I lived in Orlando and I had just gotten tickets from a friend and I went and it was great. Don't get me wrong. And I could see how magical it could be, especially if you go with a child and you see it through their eyes. Mm-hmm. However, you have got me all sorts of absolutely not. Am I going to drag my family out there in a blistering heat, 100 degrees to stand in line to look at? No.
Yeah, that sounds
sorry,
miserable.
We're not doing that.
Yeah, well, not summer. Summer's not a good time because all the kids are there and it's hot.
Yeah, but when are you going to take your kids to Disney? That's when they're out
that's
of school.
That's the thing, you don't take your kids.
That is.
I'd be without my kids. Yeah. Bye.
Well, you know what? That's why kidding. They do make adult theme park attractions, if you will.
Yeah.
Like drinking around the world and things like that.
You know,
but then I think those people, they pay $100 to get in and then you got to pay for everything once you're in there.
See, that's what's I can't even imagine. I know people that went around the world.
We're
going to
drop $500 walking around a cement yes! pond. There's a pond, cement, and you go to quote unquote countries and you eat and drink.
That's insane. See, no. Yeah, you would spend what?
No, I could spend $500 on a lot of other things.
Yeah, that's insane.
Again, if you're in love with it, good for you. That's your thing.
Mm-hmm.
And like, if that's how you want to spend your money, who am I to judge? You do you. Just please don't make me do it. That's all I'm asking. That's
oh
all
God.
I'm asking.
My favorite ride is a Hollywood Tower of Terror.
Is that the one that it drops you from the sky and you
yes!
shit yourself?
Yeah. 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 I love it.
Yeah.
It's like ghosts and...
That's in Florida, right?
Yeah.
Yes. I have been to that. I've been on that one.
Yeah.
I have been. And I did that's near the Hulk.
Is it?
The Hulk one? I don't know. It could be hallucinating. It's been like 5 years since I was there.
Yeah. It's been a long time.
But I went on the one, my Universal... Hollywood Studios favorite ride was The Mummy. The Mummy one was good. It was good. We went on a Transformer one, which was all 3D. I thought I was going to Ralph Barf Michael everywhere. Ooh, no. Oh, no. I do not understand. It is very aggressive.
Really?
And it's like 3D. And I don't, I get motion sickness. And let me tell you, it was not good. Yep. I didn't realize what I was walking into.
Did you go to Space Mountain? Is that there?
It's
inside and it's like stars. It's dark.
Oh, no. That's not there. I don't think that was, I mean, I'm pretty sure I did everything there. And I did not see a Space Mountain.
Was there an Indiana Jones? Because that one's so good, like the boulders coming at you. I can't keep which parks because there's so many. Yeah. So I'm like, I don't know which one is the universe.
I did go to this show called Waterworld, which I thought was going to be lame, but it was actually insane. It was very good. I mean, yes, was it geared towards children a bit? Of course. But it was much more impressive than I had anticipated. I was expecting like animals. It wasn't. It was humans. Oh. And they were doing like stunts and tricks, and there was fire and airplanes and all this stuff, and it was cool. It was really cool. I have to say I was pleasantly surprised.
I've never heard of that.
Waterworld. Me neither. I had no idea, but we hit it on the way out and I was like, wow, I'm really glad we made a stop for that. And so that was what I was referring to earlier when I was saying I did not pack. I didn't pack for a freaking theme park.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that was first thing on the list. I was like, okay. And we have a no shoes radio party before every show. And this one was in Malibu. So it happened to be at this like very schmoozy place. Mm-hmm. So they were like, you don't have to wear your Blue Chair Bay, you know, not uniform, but like shirts. You can wear something cute and nice. As I'm landing in LA, I was like, gee, thanks so much.
Thank you.
I'm here. I had one romper. So I rocked that romper. Anyways, woe is me. I know, very first world probs. Wow, wow, wow. You can't pack for your trip to LA, Sammy.
I know, seriously.
I'm hearing myself, everybody. I'm hearing myself.
But you got to go.
It was beautiful. SoFi Stadium is the new-ish stadium there. I think it's pretty new. And it houses the two football teams. Mm-hmm. It's enormous. It's overwhelming. I thought it was very unique. It's one of those things that like when you are on the ground level, when you drive up, you're actually at the top of the stadium. And the stadium goes down into the ground.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, you don't walk up.
No way.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so definitely a unique experience there. Very sterile building. Everything's white. Everything's white, and there's that's a few silver accents. I'm like, are we in a hospital? I'm not sure, SoFi.
That's really strange.
It was great. Great show. Right. Fantastic LEDs, I will say. And overall, I did really like LA. Do I know how people survive/afford to live there? Absolutely not, but good for them. Now I can understand why they come here and buy our houses for like all cash.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's still $7 a gallon for gas out there. BT Dubs. It was like $6.49.
Okay.
Yeah. No. Yep. I don't know how people. And there's traffic everywhere. So these people are paying to ignite their cars.
So you can stay because California, it's awesome out there.
It is so good. It is beautiful. It is really beautiful. I do have to say. And you don't sweat your ass off like you do here in Tennessee. As soon as I landed, I was like, oh, didn't miss that.
See, usually on vacation, I go to California for that reason.
Yeah.
And I decided to go to Florida and I almost died every day. It was so disgusting.
It just feels. Ugh. And it's like, why would I even shower and put makeup on when I'm going to start sweating?
Yes.
And I will start sweating. I am a sweaty Betty.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, a podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap. Hosted by MC8 and Big Steels every Thursday, each episode provides an in-depth exploration into the formative artists, monumental albums, and socio-political factors that have shaped gangsta rap from its emergence in the 80s to its enduring impact today. Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form. We dive into the socio-cultural aspects that gangsta rap boldly addressed, from police brutality to systemic racism, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the profound cultural significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go.
Every week on Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso, I invite an artist, writer, or politician to come to the table and speak from the heart in ways I imagine you haven't heard from them before. Some of my favorites are with Tom Hanks, Margaret Atwood, Questlove, Cate Blanchett, and Oscar Isaac. If that sounds like a varied group of people, it's because it is. I always wanted to make a show where one week we could sit with a politician like Beto O'Rourke, the next an author like Min Jin Lee, or TV titans like Bill Hader and Quinta Brunson. Basically, this is a podcast driven by curiosity and an abundance of research. Conversations where people actually start to sound like people. In recent weeks, I sat with Dan Levy, Ava DuVernay, Benny Safdie, and the editor of The New Yorker, David Remnick. You can listen to Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. I hope to see you there.
Anyways, so now that we've talked about all of that, can you update me on your life? I was in between all of those little adventures I was going on. I was watching that you were on someone's boat.
Yeah.
And you were making some sort of thing.
Music video.
For
Vacation Part 2, baby.
Okay, so walk us through that, Abs.
Yeah, so that was at Tim's Ford Lake. And the director's brother like owns a house there and has like all these boats, and all his friends came. The boat I was on was $1 million boat, by the way.
Sorry,
like custom.
What?
I'm not even kidding. It's like a speedboat, custom seats.
Can you back me up to the director? This is like a real ass music video.
Yes.
What's going on there?
Sorry, Sean Silva. Sorry, we wanted you. Cannot afford you.
He was in LA with me anyway, so.
Okay, yeah, yeah, true.
There you go.
But I think Sean's at a whole nother level. Yeah. He's doing Kenny Chesney.
Yeah.
But yeah, there was an actual director. It got sponsored, so we did have money.
How did that come about? I don't know how that happens.
So Eric Dodd is the main singer on it, and he's just like a sales guy. He goes out and he gets it. So he had a seltzer that's like a tequila seltzer, sponsor it.
Okay.
And so they gave us money, and we got to, there were tons of cameras there. There was a drone camera.
Wow.
Like, there was a huge crew. It is going to look amazing. Like,
were you part of any of the creative process?
No. Mm-mm. They already had it planned out. Yeah.
So what were you doing?
We basically just showed up. Like, there's several scenes where we're like sitting on the back of the boat, like singing to our stuff.
Okay.
And then like Eric is like driving a jet ski, and there's like a drone above him getting shots.
Okay.
Like, it was just kind of like a party day, like party day on the boat. We went to a party cove.
And, not
like,
a bad gig, Abs.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Look at you.
I just got to drink and sing all day. It was really fun.
Did singing along to your own song / making a music video ever make you cringe and feel awkward? Okay.
No.
Because sometimes I just think about, like, I don't know what the setup is of the actual music being played.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, this is completely random, but I reference back to, like, I've watched some documentaries or, like, whatever TV shows that go behind the scenes of things like Friends. And for instance, when they filmed the beginning of Friends, you hear the, I'll be there, that whole thing. That was not playing when they were filming it. So they were like, yeah, it was super awkward. We were like dancing around in a fountain for 9 hours.
I pictured it to be that way. Yeah. Right. But they were playing it on like sound systems that were insane on their boats. Like the biggest, the loudest it could go. So like it kind of drowned my thoughts out.
Sure. So you felt like you were in the club. You were like on a boat in the club having a good time. It wasn't like you invisibly lip singing to a song that wasn't playing.
Yeah. So when I did sing along with it, it was still louder than me. So I did sing so it would look real. But like it was super loud. But I can see where that would be awkward.
Yes.
If you're like an acoustic setting. Or
Yes.
But this was fine. We were outside. Like the whole vibe was different.
Do you have the music video bug now? Or are you going to try and like be a part of as many music videos as possible?
I wish. It was so fun.
Especially on $1 million boat. Hey. Yes. Is he single? What's going on?
Working on that.
Did you accidentally forget your, cell phone on his boat?
You should have. When I left.
Yeah, you should have. How did you meet this $1 million boat man? That's
he
a director?
He is the brother of the director. Yeah. So he just let us use everything.
For the love.
He let us use the house.
Where's Tim Ford's?
Dock. Tim Ford? Where it's not Manchester. Westchester. Is that right?
Is it Tim's Ford or
Tim's Ford. Tim's Ford.
Okay. So it's Tim's Ford. Like Tim's truck.
Yep.
Okay.
Tim's Ford. Like an hour and a half away.
Oh, okay. So not bad.
Yeah. It was really cool.
So... what's the other guy's name that you work with that's on this?
Sizen Raimundo. He was there too.
Okay.
And he brought his wife.
Okay.
She was there like in the video a lot.
So I missed the original podcast where Chuck and you guys played the song. I heard it last time we were here, but how the hell did you land this? He came to you and was like, hey, we sing backup.
Yeah, because they already wrote the song and Ray texted me since I sit right by him. He texted me, was like, hey, we're doing a song right now. Do you want to come be on it in like an hour? And I was like, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I had no idea what he was doing. So I just showed up to the studio.
How did Ray get involved with this Eric man?
So they have Vacation Part 1 together. They're like really good friends.
I'm so behind. Okay. Okay.
Well, I mean, you wouldn't know.
I'm learning.
I haven't even
explained. Okay. Well, I didn't know if I missed it or if, okay.
No, I haven't explained
so
it.
So basically, like everything else in life, it's about who you know.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Lit.
So they were like, oh, you should sing backup on this, blah, blah, blah. And I did. And
will there be a Vacation Part 3?
Probably. I don't think I'll be on it because they had they had Kelly Bannon on Part 1.
Oh,
and
okay.
And then Part 2.
So it's like celebrity guest backup vocals?
Yeah. I'm like, let me be on 3. It's so fun. I want to do another music video.
I fully support that. I think you should just, what if you're just like the new music video chick in Nashville?
I'll do it for free. I really don't care.
We're not doing that. We're making you money.
That's my problem. I'm like, oh, I'll do it. Cause why not?
Listen, you got to get the experience in,
exactly.
But now you have the experience. Yep. So you are you're an asset now. You know what you're doing.
Sean, are you listening? Next time you need an extra.
Hell yeah.
He always gets like models.
Well, yeah, they like cast those people.
Yeah, but I can be the extra in the back.
Yeah, absolutely.
Way in the back, just like partying.
I don't know how, but I'm sure Sean does, and maybe we should ask him.
Yeah,
I did see Sean and his entire family. I don't know.
Sean?
His entire family was on my flight back from LA, and we were very delayed. We didn't get home until like 3 a.m. It was a rough Sunday night transitioning into Monday, but they're a cute little family.
They are so cute.
Oh my God. How did I forget to tell you? I met Mila Kunis.
What?
Yes.
Where?
At the show in LA. There was a bunch of Nick Jonas was there. There was like people that were super famous.
They came to the show?
Yeah. Apparently Ashton Kutcher, I can't say that word, is a big Kenny fan. Who knew? Their kids were there. Yeah. Like the whole thing. But I didn't really meet all of them, but I did get to meet her. And it was all over a dog. I didn't even, here's how, thank God I wasn't being myself, but I was walking down the hallway and I saw we have a tour dog. And I was like, going up to the tour dog to say hello, and I didn't realize right behind the dog was Mila.
Oh.
And she said something and I didn't even recognize her. She was wearing jeans and a shirt. Like she looked like every other girl there, you know what I mean? But her voice is so prominent.
Yeah.
I feel like she has a very, very unique voice that as soon as she started talking, I just like looked up and she's like, oh my God, you're so cute. And I was like,
oh my gosh, I love her.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much.
Are you serious?
It was very quick, very sweet. We are not best friends by any means, but I feel like that was a cool little unexpected treat. I was going to get my backpack out of the dancer's locker room was what my dreams were made of. And I was going to get my backpack out of there because that's where I got ready. They had like the most beautiful makeup lights, a whole dance studio. I was like in heaven. So when you leave your backpack in pretty places, you get to meet Mila Kunis. Follow me for more life hacks, y'all.
That's awesome.
It was cool.
I would love to meet her.
Okay. Well, I don't know that I can set that up, but I will do my very best. I'm probably never going to see her again in my life, but I was like, oh my God, she's so cool. And she's cute. I mean, obviously she's beautiful.
Yeah.
But good times. Good times had by all.
I know. That's fun. But yeah, it was really cool. I want to do another one. Perfect. I can't wait to see it. It should be out soon.
So I was going
to,
that was my next question was, when do we get to see your work?
Hopefully they said like a week and I'm excuse me. I don't know.
Whoa, we are on a strict time schedule here. What? A week?
Yeah. But I don't know how that's going to happen. But
well, when it comes out, I will probably play it on a projector and make everybody
please.
Watch it.
Please. I'm really nervous. So I have no idea because I was in like a bikini top for part of it. And then my jean shorts.
Well, you were on a boat.
But I'm sitting.
Oh, and you know how when you're sitting? For fuck's sake, Abby. Stop.
And so
you're sitting and you have a belly button that goes instead of just a round one, it becomes a dash with your 4.2% body fat.
No, it was very tight. My jean shorts are very tight and it was squishing and I just didn't like it. So
why don't you stand up?
Well, they wanted me sitting. I told them, I was like, wait, I'm more of a stand up and dance. And they're like, no, just sit on the back. We were all sitting
they're
on
like,
the back.
Nah, bitch, in the back.
I was like, okay, you're yes, the director. I'll tell you can tell me. But it was funny.
I am sure you look fantastic. I'm sure once again, we are being just our own harshest critics and nobody will notice that because you're going to be doing great and singing great and looking great. So let's just manifest that. Let's speak positively to ourselves. We're all working on that. And I'm excited for you. Congratulations.
Thank
look
you.
At you. You are in a music video officially.
I've
that's
always
a cool,
wanted to do that.
Yeah, that's a cool little resume builder.
I know.
And a little fun fact that you can tell your kids one day. Hey, mom was in a bikini in a music video.
Then I'll show them the video.
Hell yeah.
Oh, someday.
All right. So we have been digging through some of your texts that you guys have sent in to Talk to Chucks. Abby has so graciously pulled up a few that we are going to kind of answer, go through. Just a few. We will not bore you, but we do read them.
Yeah,
so
we do read them. I'm sorry, I was behind. I got on here and was like, whoa, a lot of texts.
Yes, well, they know that we're behind because it's summertime and everybody's going 22 different directions.
I know.
But go ahead, Abs, show us.
This one is from Annalisa. And I love the beginning. She says, love country, so I'm talking to Chuck. I remember the number because of Abby's jingle. Woo! Thank you.
Did she say woo or you say
I did. And then she said, Abby, my go-to song is also Gunpowder and Lead because it's awesome. Yes. And then she also said, Sammy, your job sounds awesome. So I looked up the tour and you're going to be in my town, Sioux Falls, South Dakota on August 1st.
Oh my goodness. Yes, I will be Sioux Falls.
Which is like
That's like next week. I will be there. Come. What's her name? Annalisa?
Yeah, she says, I hope to go. Well, you better go.
I'll see you there. I will be in Sioux Falls. My brother used to play hockey in Sioux Falls, so I have actually been there before. I've been to both the Dakotas, which is a very weird fun fact. But Annalisa, come out. Say hey. There was a woman I do have to give. That reminds me. Let me check my DMs. There was a woman. I think her name's Marilyn. Marilyn, I tried to see you. She DM'd me at the show, but I got to say the LA pit was buck wild. It was the most buck wild pit that we've had. Oh, she was like, I'm in the pit. And I just like walked in there. First of all, I've obviously never seen this woman in real life. Apologies. I was looking for her. It was overwhelming. Yeah. Her name's Marilyn. Marilyn Wright. So shout out to her. We did try and meet up. She said she was left of stage. I could not find her. I did my best. I hope you had fun at the show. Love you, mean it. Maybe see you on the next one.
Oh my gosh.
Back to Annalisa. Come on out, girl. I'll be there.
Yeah. That'd be
slinging some
so
rum.
Fun.
Perfect. August 1st.
Okay, what's another one? Here's this one. Okay, so what is her name? She wants to talk, and I was like, oh, we should call her sometime. Probably not today, because it's late notice. Tessa from Kentucky. Mm-hmm. So we're going to call her next time.
Okay. She just wants to chat with
us? Yeah, she's like,
no particular reason?
No, not really. She was like, Abby saying bitch was the cutest thing ever. I love you guys. I wish I was just important enough to be on the podcast. You are important enough. We're going to have you on. I think she'd be fun.
Why not? I love talking to people.
Yeah. That was the first time I've probably cussed on Talk to Chuck, which is really funny because I love cussing.
I was going
to
say, you got a dirty mouth off the mic.
I know. What's the deal? I get on a mic and I'm like, darn it. Dang
tootin'.
What the crap? And you're over here.
Well, I am the same no matter where I am or who I'm talking to, unfortunately. Could be my grandmother, could be the president, could be people who listen to Talk to Chuck, could be my mom, could be my friend.
That's where we're different. Yeah. I have a filter, you don't.
No, I am just, this is me.
Yeah.
I mean, I know how to act like an adult when I absolutely have to, but you know, there's not a lot of situations that I have to. So here I am.
Must be nice.
It's true. Listen, it's all about a mindset. It's the way you deliver it.
That's very true.
I ain't here for a long time. I'm here for a good time, Abs.
Oh, I love that. Okay, this person said, I'm dying to know. I just saw where Real Housewives of Nashville is coming. Is Chuck's wife a cast member? They recorded it a while back. I don't know the answer to that. I didn't even see that there's a Real Housewives in Nashville. Did you see that?
I mean, I think that was a rumor.
Okay, yeah.
I don't have any factual evidence, but I have not heard anything, and I feel like if that was a thing, we'd kind of know.
Yeah, because, oh, that was in June. Sorry about that. That was in June when you sent that. So, oopsies. I have not heard anything
That rumor has been swirling, though, for, like, years.
Yeah.
But the whole thing is that they were trying to cast wives. This is what I heard. Again, this is rumors. Mm-hmm. They were trying to cast wives for the Real Housewives of Nashville, and none of the wives would be mean to one another. So they didn't have the drama. They were like, yeah, we're not going to do that.
I can,
like,
see that.
Yeah.
Because they're all, yeah. They're not going to do that.
So, again, is that facts? I have no idea. That's just what I've heard throughout the town. But I do not think that there is any Real Housewives of Nashville. If there is, you know, we're learning. Joke's on us, because I didn't know that either. But maybe.
I think, even though there's no drama, I think it'd be really interesting to watch.
I feel like people are super interested in what it's like to be an actual Nashville resident, mm-hmm. but then on top of that, I don't know, involved in the industry somehow, involved not even just the music industry, just like the Nashville industry.
Yeah.
It's booming and always changing and has grown immensely even in just like the last 5-10 years. So I guess it'd be interesting TV.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Maybe we're speaking it into existence.
Ooh, right now.
Who knows? Yes.
Okay, Trish said that she loves this podcast. A really long text, but they went to Jimmy Allen. She said it was the best concert ever, and that's how she learned about Jimmy Allen, was this podcast. So you're welcome.
Oh my goodness, look at us. Speaking of Jimmy Allen, I turned on Daily Pop. I love Pop, Daily Pop on E News, on E Channel.
Yeah.
And Jimmy was there last week. I turned on, I like heard his voice while I was cooking breakfast. I turned on, I was like, hey, I know that voice. I know that man.
He does.
I know those bedazzled pants.
He does everything. How does he do?
Yeah, he so much is. I don't know. When I met the first time I ever had like a real conversation with him with like no microphones present, just like actually speaking to him, I asked him, I'm like, do you ever turn it off? He's like, oh yeah. He's like, when I turn it off, like I turn it off. I get that. Like as a performer, as someone who's really high energy, I think you do have to turn it off every once in a while to kind of decompress and reevaluate and I guess get repumped up. Because he is on level 12 always. You know what I mean? Like
yes.
His fashion, his style, his everything, like just. He's Jimmy. He's doing great.
I'm proud of him. He is killing it.
I'm sure he'll be back on here if he ever answers Chuck's calls. We don't know.
Yeah, is he ever going to?
I don't know.
I'm trying to see who this is.
No name?
No. Oh, Anne. Hey, Anne, just a shout out to you. You didn't really say anything, but you text a lot, so love it.
Oh, okay.
Hey.
Dedicated.
Hey, girl.
I do like a consistent dedication.
She said the code is working for her.
For the tickets?
Yes.
For Shiners, I saw the countdown that on Instagram. They're counting down the days until tickets are available.
Woo!
That'll be exciting.
That is exciting. Okay, I'll do one more and it'll kind of roll into New Music Monday. Or wait, New Music whatever.
New Music whatever day anymore. This is.
It was Logan Mize cracking a cold one. This text was sent a little while ago, but it's fine.
Okay.
Shall we play it?
Which one am I...
This one. Logan Mize, he is a Wichita boy, by the way.
Really?
Which is where I'm from. So
I've only heard the name a couple of times, but I don't know him.
You know, I haven't heard this song, so this will be my first time.
We're going to learn together. Here we go.
So here I go again, cracking a cold one. Here pretty soon I'll be nickel digging down in my console, stirring up a beer run. Hell, even all my rowdy friends are cutting up same damn sun. Here I go again, cracking a cold one.
Hey, love it.
Summer Jam. Okay. What was that, Logan Mize?
Yeah, Logan Mize.
I've heard of him. I have heard of him, but I don't think I've ever seen him or actually like heard him perform live by any means.
I don't think I have either.
Is he a Nashville guy?
I think he lives here now, yeah.
I mean, aren't they all, I guess? That was a dumb question.
No, but I mean, some like during the pandemic have moved back or, you know.
Well, that's good. I mean, you know what? Who doesn't like cracking cold ones, especially when it's hot as bejesus outside?
Seriously, I'm hot right now.
It is warm in here.
Oh my, I'm in a jean jacket.
Okay. Yeah, okay. I don't know why you're doing that. It is July and you're wearing a jean jacket.
That's true. Well, it's always cold at the studio. It's like 60 degrees there.
Ew.
I know,
but I guess great
freezing.
For when you're melting.
Okay, so you get the next two because I didn't pick one that was going to be mine. But I liked the one you said wasn't.
Okay. I did pick two. Should we start with the country one or the one that's like, okay.
Country.
So the country one is, I think it came out last Friday. Like, this is brand new for him. But I do have to say, I used to listen to his music pretty frequently. I don't know. I feel like before he was quote unquote discovered, if you will. And then had a couple hits, and I haven't really heard anything from him in a while. But it's Mr. Riley Green. And I am frantically searching for what the name of the song is because I cannot remember it right now.
Oh, I have it.
What is it?
I Hope She's Drinking
Tonight. I was going to say Drinking Tonight, but yeah. I was... Okay, so I Hope She's Drinking Tonight. It's a little bop.
Okay.
I'm into it.
Yeah, I hope she's drinking tonight. She'll need a ride. And I'll have a Chevy waiting right outside. I'll fire her up. And I'll take her home. Turn off the lights and turn that record on.
I do like it.
I think there's like a new rule now where we can now only play 5 seconds of a song.
Oh, geez. Okay.
So I'm just like, let's turn that down. So can we just not have any music anymore? I don't understand.
I didn't realize that was a rule.
No, I just heard today. So I'm like,
oh, well, you know what? We will just let you look it up on Spotify then, or yeah, wherever you listen to your music, Apple Music, whatever, and listen to the rest of the song since we can't.
I don't understand why, though. I really don't. You know, like.
Because we're not paying them royalties to pay their play their music.
True.
But makes sense. I don't know. I made that excuse up. I have no idea if that's the reason. But
like, I would still want mine out there, you know, for people to hear. Because then now they will get paid if people go.
That's true.
I don't know.
I don't know either. Because I'm sure people who are like really important and don't need people like us to play their music are probably like, stop using my music to boost your ratings.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
Every week, we'll pick a new song from the list and talk about their placement on the revamped 2021 list.
We'll also have guests join us, ranging from the artists themselves to the producers, or simply other writers like ourselves who voted on them.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside and Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
There's so many fascinating stories that have been forgotten, like Midnight Train to Georgia starting with a phone call to Farrah Fawcett, or how the Yeah Yeah Yeahs inspired Kelly Clarkson's banger Since You've Been Gone and Beyoncé's Hold Up. Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, a podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap. Hosted by MC8 and Big Steels every Thursday, each episode provides an in-depth exploration into the formative artists, monumental albums, and socio-political factors that have shaped gangsta rap from its emergence in the 80s to its enduring impact today. Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form. We dive into the socio-cultural aspects that gangsta rap boldly addressed, from police brutality to systemic racism, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the profound cultural significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go.
Every week on Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso, I invite an artist, writer, or politician to come to the table and speak from the heart.
in ways I imagine you haven't heard from them before. Some of my favorites are with Tom Hanks, Margaret Atwood, Questlove, Cate Blanchett, and Oscar Isaac. If that sounds like a varied group of people, it's because it is. I always wanted to make a show where one week we could sit with a politician like Beto O'Rourke, the next an author like Min Jin Lee, or TV titans like Bill Hader and Quinta Brunson. Basically, this is a podcast driven by curiosity and an abundance of research. Conversations where people actually start to sound like people. In recent weeks, I sat with Dan Levy, Ava DuVernay, Benny Safdie, and the editor of The New Yorker, David Remnick. You can listen to Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. I hope to see you there.
You know what I mean? They're like, yeah, of course, I don't need your, you know, 30-second play to make money because I am fill in very big name here.
That's
you know?
True. Yeah, yeah.
So,
we
again,
just want to let people hear it.
Again, just making up that excuse. I have no idea if that's real, but anyways, you guys go out and wherever you get your music, go ahead and stream that bad boy because it's a bop and it's a, it's, I feel like the last time I heard a good song from, okay, that was mean. I didn't mean the last time I heard a good song, but I'm saying the last time I feel like I've really heard a song that made a splash or whatever was, mm-hmm. I Wish Grandpa's Never Died. That song slapped.
Oh, God.
That was a good song,
it's
but that was
so
like,
good.
You know, I think that was like his last radio single. I have no idea. I haven't kept up. I know he's on the Thomas Rhett one.
Yeah.
Now, so having a nice little career for himself. Mm. You know, thank God, because he's so ugly. He has nothing to fall back
yeah,
on.
Yeah, seriously. I got you.
He fine.
Hey. He looking real good. You want to come on here? This podcast?
I have no comment.
What's the next song?
The next song. Okay, well, this is my pal. I feel like I wanted to. I saw. Okay. Let me get my thoughts straight here. I saw on Instagram a couple teases, whatever you want to call them, because it was announcing a new project for him, but it's Kane Brown and it's called Grand. It's not, you know, he just released Like I Love Country Music, which is like mm-hmm. very 90s vibe, definitely up tempo, but fits in the country music category. And the thing I love about Kane is that he has repeatedly spoken to media and to press and to his fans saying that just I do want to be a well-rounded artist and I want to dip my toes into other genres, but country music will always be home for me. And I just respect that. I feel like why wouldn't you want to do if that interests you and that's something that you do have a captive audience, which he does. He's proven he's done a lot of crossover work. So I think that this one kind of falls into that category, but he doesn't have a other genre artist with him. You know what yeah. I'm saying? It's not featuring Marshmello or featuring whoever else has been on those mm-hmm. songs. It's just Mr. KB and it's called Grand.
Oh, it's so good.
That was more than 5 seconds, but we did our best. Yeah, I feel like you had to have like a little more than that to get the whole vibe.
I know.
When I was listening to it yesterday, I just decided in my own little brain compartment that my goal is to request that song to the girl Jordan who choreographs where I take the dance classes. Ooh. And I want her and her like magic brain to come up with choreography to that song.
And then so that'll... be the night that I come with you.
Perfect.
Okay, let me know that.
And then, you know what? We might be in the next Grand music video. Who even knows?
Whoa.
At this rate? Don't hurt them.
That could be a thing.
I mean, we can make our own music video. How about that? I'm pretty sure there's already a music video happy for Grand. I don't know.
No, but we should make one.
Okay, yeah, definitely. It will be like, remember when you used to make music videos with your cousins and it was like yeah. 1997? It's going to be like that, but 2022 all over again.
I bet Sean would do it. I mean, he
I'm
has
a little
all the
taller,
spare time.
But, yeah.
Like,
hey, Sean.
You could just make it one.
Can you do a pro bono? $0 to spend on a arbitrary music video. But
ooh,
so those are my two contributions. I feel like those
love
are two
them.
Very, very stark difference, mm-hmm. stark differences. But, you know, bops.
But they're good.
Nonetheless. All right. Before we let you go, we are going to go over quickly a little bit of country news, seeing as this is a country podcast, not just about us talking. And I guess those country music songs really wrapped it in. But starting us off like the girl the most beautiful, I feel like she's gorgeous, there's mm-hmm. nothing wrong with her at all, Kelsea Ballerini is hitting the road.
Yeah,
she just announced her 10 city Heart First tour,
which I think is cool that it's only 10 nights. You know, like
yeah.
it's like
good for her. She kicks off September 24th in New York City and it's you know, very ironic timing. Like, nobody planned this out. It's the day after she releases her new album. Album? Am I okay today? Album, subject to change. So she's going to big cities, Boston, Denver, Los Angeles. But she wraps October 14th. So short and sweet, 10 days. And she has all of the tour dates and tickets and stuff up online. So if you guys are interested in that and you live in a very large city and you have time between September and October, go see your girl.
Do it.
Let's see. What else do we have here? Well, I personally feel like John Party is always a party. I don't. Do you follow him on Instagram?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You never know what that dude's going to post. And I mean that in the best way. I feel like I can relate to that. Speaking of people who do not filter themselves, I feel like John and I have that in common. Whether he is at the Ryman, he is at his grandmother's house for brunch, or he's, you know, hanging out with fans, I feel like he's the same dude.
Yeah.
I respect that. I get that.
They seem so fun. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I just want to hang with them.
I feel like he is not afraid to have a good time, which, again, I respect. But good news for John. He is dropping Mr. Saturday Night, and he dropped all of the track lists. He's got, let's see, how many here?
Yeah, so many.
Yeah, well, this is a long album. Good for him. But anyways, he is 15. Dropping Mr. Saturday Night actually very soon, September 2nd. I'm sure that will be here when we blink, because that's how the whole summer is gone. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure. Is he on tour right now? Or is he going to?
I think it just kicked off.
Okay. To coincide with the album, or?
Yeah, I think.
Because can you play songs on tour if you haven't released the album? Like, I know sometimes they do like one or two, like, hey, can I play some new music for you?
I don't know the name of it.
I don't know why every artist sounds like that, but.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Okay, well, that's good. So September 2nd, make sure your eyes and ears are peeled for Mr. John Party's latest album drop. Good for him. He's a good time. I feel like I want to go line dancing with him. I don't ever actually want to go line dancing, but I feel like he'd be one that I'd enjoy a good old fashioned line dance with.
Mm-hmm.
That sounded super creepy, but I didn't mean it creepy, but here it is.
Her name's Jenny. I can't believe that.
Abby, it's
love
okay.
Ya.
You're a human. We forgive you.
Oh, I forgive
you. In very on brand news, I mean, this is not a positive news note, but I just read this article and I was like, yeah, that tracks. That sounds pretty. The headline is Kid Rock audience trashes venue after concert cancellation. And I'm like, yep.
That is wild.
It even gets even better, because the reason that the concert was canceled was because of bad weather. It wasn't like something you couldn't see, feel, taste, hear, nothing. It was like, yeah, well, there's a tornado there, Earl. So we got to get the F out of this.
I know.
Yeah, so I guess they pushed it off. They, you know, they do the whole like rain delay. We're going to still try and play just later in the night thing. Mm-hmm. And then at like 11 p.m., the sheriff came out and said, sorry, y'all, this is canceled.
The sheriff had to come out because there's going to be riots.
And he was right.
Gosh.
It says the 18K crowd didn't take it well after the announcement. Beer cans were thrown on stage and at least one person was arrested after climbing onto the stage and taking a threatening stance.
What are they
going to
do?
Have mercy.
Like, it's going to work. Okay, guys, since you're
Since you're being a dick, we'll bring Kid Rock back out. Like, what is this? An adult temper tantrum is what that is.
Yeah. That's
probably alcohol infused, but whatever.
A little crazy.
I mean, they're going to get refunds for their tickets. It's not like artists ever don't do right by their fans.
No.
Whenever these things happen.
You think they don't want to play?
Right.
He was just upset.
He was jazzed.
As upset as they were.
Okay, we're gonna wrap on a very positive, I feel like, emotional note, but
yeah, I love
it's
this.
Just a good heartwarming story.
Find it.
Luke Combs made a 17-year-old who is battling cancer's dream come true this past weekend. The singer flew out the teen Addison, who's undergoing treatment for acute myeloid leukemia. I did not go to medical school. Is that how you say that? If it isn't, I apologize. I am doing my best with my broadcasting degree. So they were playing in Columbus at the Ohio Buckeye Stadium, and they brought the girl out including on the stage, but they flew her family out to the show. So she, I guess, I don't know exactly, but it was online. I think it was like Facebook. Her mom shared about how she had a bucket list, bucket list items. We all have bucket lists. Hers just is a little more, you know, I don't know. I like heart wrenching, I guess. Now she's 17 and going through all of this, and Luke and his team definitely made dreams come true, but
I'm going to play some of it. Yeah. I watched it and oh my gosh. Like
I did see, it was like a little 5 minute clip.
Yeah.
If you guys haven't seen it, go to Luke's Instagram. I know it's there. And a lot of his band and his management has also reshared it and reposted it. And I'm sure your local radio station has as well. I know a lot of the Nashville ones have. But yeah, play it for us, Abs.
It's so, like the whole crowd sings back. Oh my gosh.
Okay. Some things just go better together. And probably always will. Like a cup of coffee and a sunrise Sunday.
Hold on. Hold on. I'm going to wait till they sing. On and
on. What's the point of made up? So I'm going to sing the bridge to this song. And then after, we got one more chorus of my girl Addie's favorite song. And I need every single one of you that knows this song to sing it as loud as you can. I'm not going to sing the last chorus of this song. It's just going to be you and Addie, 60,000 people, singing her favorite song to her tonight. I'm going to sing the bridge, and then it's all on y'all, all right? Sometimes we're all in water, but I wouldn't have it any other way. And if I'm being honest, your first and my last name, would you say?
The chills.
I have goosebumps so bad right now.
That is really amazing. And obviously, like as Luke mentioned, Better Together is Addie's favorite song, which we share in common. I do love that song.
I know.
But took care of her family, put him in a suite, did the whole thing, let her sit side stage. Obviously, that's a memory that she will remember for the rest of her life.
Yeah.
And, you know, not for nothing, but so will everybody else in that crowd. You know, like that's something that class act, Luke Combs. Good for you. And I feel like that's the important stuff. That is something that I feel like when you get the platform and the success like Luke has, that's the best way to give back. Just, you know, it's so easy for him. He just made her life. That's amazing. Seriously. And, you know, and like, and good for him, good for his team, good for everything. I do have a little warm moment in my heart as well, because if you noticed, the only person that was on stage was the keys player, which is my friend Corey.
Oh.
And so when you heard the piano playing in the background, that was Corey playing. Dang. Which I feel like is like, oh, it's so proud that he got to be a part of that too.
Cool.
And just, I don't know, all around good vibes. We wanted to end on a positive story. Again, if you guys haven't seen it, make sure you check out the whole clip, because it is, I don't know, if you didn't get chills when everybody started singing back, I don't know. We are not the same.
No, we are not.
But all good vibes over in Luke Combs' camp. So, and we're thinking of Addie. She's so cute. 17.
I know, she is.
That's and living awesome. Her damn life on that stage. Good for her.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that. I love that. So, anyways, thanks for joining us, you guys.
Yeah, thank you.
For a little impromptu ladies' night again. I will see you in pretty much a month at this point.
Yeah,
but
I know.
Hey, we're doing our best. We're just out here making it work.
We are.
Look at us.
Look at us go.
Look at us.
Oh, well, thank you.
And who would have thought?
See you,
not me.
Who would have?
Have you ever seen that voiceover? Look at us. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Okay. Anyways.
Adios. No. Redo it. No. I thought you were going to do Here You Go.
So did I. I don't know what the buttons are because I'm not sure. We didn't even use this. Why don't we ever use it for the news?
Because you guys don't like it?
But I don't even know what
that
is.
Here we go.
That's what I was looking for.
That describes today.
Here we go.
You know what? We did our best. Thanks for hanging in there. 50 minutes.
Yeah,
if they're still listening, they must love us.
I know.
And we'll catch you on the next one, y'all.
Catch you on the flip side.
Bye.
Bye.
Love country. Talk to Chuck.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, hosted by MC8 and Big Steel. Every Thursday,
I already know.
A podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso, I invite an artist, writer, or politician to come to the table and speak from the heart in ways you probably haven't heard from them before. Some of my favorites are with Tom Hanks, Questlove, and Cate Blanchett. In recent weeks, I talked to actor Dan Levy, director Ava DuVernay, and the editor of The New Yorker, David Remnick. You can listen to Talk Easy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.